This is Mercury Control. Sigma 7 is flying over the South Atlantic toward the southern tip of the African continent at this time. We have no voice contact with astronaut Chirau at this time, but expect to have contact shortly through the Indian Ocean tracking ship. Thus far in the flight, Chirau has exercised all attitude control modes satisfactorily. He has also flown extended periods of drifting flight. According to his reports, he has not been able to detect any firm pattern of attitude-changing motions during the drifting flight. He has also reported that he ate some of his cubed space-age food, and he ate some strange peaches, which he squeezed out of a toothpaste-like tube. This is Mercury Control.
Just finished my fruits and vegetables. I'm in good shape up here. I've had good communications with Al. The clock is set properly. The capsule is tracking well.
Roger. Very good. Remember to close your faceplate at this time. Remember also to void prior to re-entry. Is there anything else we can do for you at this time?
Not your faceplate is closed, and everything looks real good, Scott.
Looks real good down here, Wally. Doing a good job, and I'm looking forward to seeing you shortly out Midway Way.
Roger. We'll get some boat duty in, too.
This is Mercury Control. Sigma 7 spacecraft is now traveling across the South Atlantic Ocean, heading toward the southern tip of the African continent. On this sixth orbit, cutting across South America and down across the South Atlantic, astronaut Wally Chirau is essentially out of communication with all the tracking network and with us. We expect him to be in contact with the Indian Ocean ship within a matter of about 7 or 8 minutes. At that time, we will be able to confirm his condition and the status of the mission.
Affirmative,
Stella, you're reading
me. Affirmative, I'm reading you.
I understand you're ready to come home, Wally.
Roger, I'm going to have a shut eye with
something.
Switch the filter on your toes.
Very good. You
got to use ASCS, retro, and
a manual
proportional
standby.
Here we go. 10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Retro sequence.
Sequence, and that's just a nice and tight.
This is Mercury Control. All indications tell us that the attitude was as it should have been. We now estimate that the ionization layer, which would blank out his communications, will occur in approximately 1 minute. The ionization layer builds up as the spacecraft re-enters the atmosphere and blocks out radio communications.
All eyes are on the skies here, waiting for the appearance of the spacecraft relatively close to the aircraft carrier steer side where I am now posted. This is a remarkable achievement of accuracy for the spacecraft to fall this much in the center of the target. This is the bullseye, and to be just 10 miles off is really a remarkable achievement. Oh, there is big as life as a man who has a beautiful white chute. As the spacecraft starts falling ever so slowly, it probably now is, we would guess, about 9,000 feet. You can actually see the capsule now. Spacecraft is close now to the water, and it's just a few feet above the water and flashes. And the cheer goes up from the men aboard the aircraft carrier at this point. The parachute should be releasing. There are elasticized risers which snap back in effect into the canopy and then release, and then the parachute falls away and floats away on the water. And a boat is being put out by the carrier with three men, five men aboard. It will go out and pick up the captain. Now moving out at the end of a long line, a line from the ship, presumably will pull the spacecraft closer. And a line line has been attached by the whaleboat to the top of the capsule, the line connecting the capsule to the carrier. And now the procedure starts for pulling the capsule from the carrier on this long rope. The winch is now in position, and the spacecraft seems to be lifted gently now. It's hooked up. It is now being lifted out of the water. All sections of the ship lined by men. Now the capsule with a flotation gear below it. Now the capsule is probably around 30 feet out of the water and practically on a level with the platform. Now a little higher. And now three sailors reach out and start to pull as they're joined by others, direct and guide the spacecraft. There goes the hatch, it's just been blown. Seven, and we're waiting to catch a glimpse of the astronaut. There comes the, he is out now, still wearing his helmet. Some applause for the men in the media vicinity. Now he removes his helmet. And this is somebody off to his right. He's now seated with his legs inside the capsule, seated on the rim of the hatchway, and now swings off to the right and starts to pull his legs out. Commander Walter Schirra, the United States' fifth astronaut, standing now in the window section and looking down, now looking at the top of his capsule. He's now down on the deck. The astronaut, for all appearances, is in good shape. The capsule is in good shape. Herbert Kaplow aboard the aircraft carrier Kearsarge in the Pacific.